DJ Speedster with Celebration. Carl Dachin said TC before that with Spain. As we go 21 minutes after 11 o'clock, it's time for us to jump straight into this.
This is Warrior Women on the Morning Show with Leanne Williams.
Literally one of my favorite features in the week, where we speak to a woman who's doing trailblazing things and, of course, opening up the way for more women to enter specific industries that they may not have been allowed to be a part of in the past. Today I'm speaking to a woman who is dubbed the CEO of Hearts and the CEO of Africa 2017-2018. She has trailblazed the voice of women since the start of her career in 1982, and she joins me now on the line, Lynn Mansour. Welcome to Good Up FM.
To your listeners, it's wonderful to be on Cape Hope FM this morning. Thank you for the invitation.
It is so good to have you on the radio. I have been one of your biggest fans and a huge follower of your work. I think I saw an interview not too long ago with you, of course, speaking about an Imbizo that you were at, and just how you have always been so passionate about women. Women not only supporting women, but women getting other women into boardrooms, because, of course, I think that there was a survey done that found that 20% of South African businesses still had no women in senior positions, and you have been a trailblazer to change that. So thank you for being with us on the show today.
It's my pleasure, Leanne. Thank you for the opportunity. And yes, you know, what can we say? It's incredible timing. It's Women's Month, but every month and every day should be about celebrating women and their accomplishments, and I'm truly honored. Thank you.
And I think now more than ever, we all knew the pressures that existed pre-COVID-19, but with COVID disproportionately affecting women all around the world, you know, women having to leave their jobs, of course, being the nurturers, being ones that are left to look after the children, I think they are feeling the pressure right now. And you are so perfect to speak to us, because there is something that you call positive pressure. I heard the word positive pressure and I was just like, interesting oxymoron. What is it? And why is it so positive, this pressure of which she speaks?
Well, Leanne, it sounds like it's an oxymoron, but there is the importance of understanding that there is a yin and the yang in everything that we do. You know, there's a positive and a negative. And today is all about talking about how we can transform and look at this pressure and how we can make it more positive in our lives. Given the circumstances, given the losses, given the absolute trauma that people are going through, not just personally, businesses are going through that, globally we're going through that, and it's time for a positive story.
Yeah.
So many of us are conditioned, Leanne, to think that pressure is always negative and something to be avoided, and it impacts on our overall well-being. But if you think how many times we express, when asked the question, how are we doing? We respond, I'm so under pressure.
Yeah.
It's a natural, you know, a response, especially in times like that. But do we really understand what we're saying? Mm. Because what we are expressing, Leanne, is our inability to cope.
Yeah.
And it's a feeling of being defeated. And this is truly a human condition, so that we have to start changing this dialogue of expression. Mm. And so, you know, yes, there is pressure, but is it catapulting me into something greater? Or am I allowing this to take me further as to what I call the rabbit hole?
Yeah.
You have to understand where you are actually sitting in that moment, in your circumstance, and what is the impact of that. But the funny thing is, and what is very interesting, that research tells us that without pressure, our performance and health will suffer.
Wow.
And we just need that right amount to transform, to really move from ordinary to extraordinary. So, yes, the topic is an interesting one, especially in times like this. And I'm sure you feel it yourself with your audience. I think you get, I mean, today is about wellness. Your topic is about wellness. And I couldn't think of a better reference than the current Olympics in Tokyo.
Sure.
It's a perfect example of the power of positive pressure. We our very own Tatiana Skumaker broke not only the Olympic record, but the world record to achieve both gold and silver. And then you have someone like Bianca, Leanne, Bianca Batendot. I mean, surfing was never part of the Olympics. So where was her benchmark?
Yeah.
Where was she going to actually know what type of exertion and pressure she would need to get to where she did? And achieving a silver was absolutely phenomenal as a first-time event in the Olympics. So for all of us, the pressure is required to perform. Mm. It's really our driving force. And it certainly is something that is behind which is behind our success. And it is a differentiator on whether you are below it, under it, or whether you are on top of it. So I think pressure can be seen as a positive, and I really hope that our topic and our focus, not only in Women's Month, but in every part of our day, that we take the positiveness of the circumstance and see if we can use it to our best advantage, because it does affect us mental, our mental well-being, our confidence and our capability to perform. And I mean, you see what happens when someone allows pressure or the circumstances of that pressure get the better of a person, like Simone Biles, that bravely announced her withdrawal from the event. It's really a difficult decision to make after all this practice and all this rah-rah that comes with this title, the goal that she had won before, and to take a stand. And I think what we're looking at as human beings today, Leanne, is, you know, we've said it's okay not to be okay.
Yeah.
This has been a story since COVID, the impact, the emotional, physical impact that this is having on our everyday lives. But I decided, you know, we can either continue with the story as it's okay not to be okay. But what happens if it's okay to be okay?
Mm.
You know, if life is about the positive and the negative, yes, and as I said earlier on, the yin and the yang, but knowing what serves you best is to use every circumstance to actually catapult yourself further.
I love it. I absolutely love it. And as we reimagine and go into this new future that none of us expected or even thought to prepare for, we're having to reimagine a different future and prepare ourselves for this unknown that we're going into. What would your advice be for the many women and even the men right now? I never want to leave the men out of the conversation because we're all in this together. What would your advice be for people listening right now who are having to, you know, amidst really trying times, reimagine and kind of like push through to this future that they want to create for themselves using positive pressure? You're an entrepreneur. If anybody knows anything about it, it would be you. How is positive pressure going to help you move forward in life?
Well, I think if we understand that positive pressure motivates us, we need it. It's certainly the energy that pushes us to succeed. And you take every circumstance. I'll give you a little story again about when we started back in what seems like a lifetime ago in 2020, when COVID was on our shores, was infiltrating our very being, our lives. We didn't even know it. We were so novice at it at the time, and it was lockdown. And you look at this monster that we cannot see, and like many companies, you think to yourself, okay, is this going to be shut down and not know what the future holds? Or is it going to be an opportunity to bring something different to the market?
Yeah.
Is it going to allow the business to thrive, not just survive, in a very, very difficult time? And that pressure is what I regard as positive pressure. Mm. It catapulted us. We could bring innovation and we could bring technology and we can use technology and maximize the opportunity where people were quite resistant to change before. Like we all are. We are all human and we get very sort of sidetracked and we in our comfort zones. And it took COVID, sadly, for industry to realize how important it is to evolve.
Yeah.
So you have to change that story and look at your circumstance. We look at the hospitality industry in the state that it is, from the shutdowns and the lockdowns and the on and the off. And you think to yourself, there's brilliant entrepreneurs out there, brilliant masters at their craft. And the way that we entertain ourselves or socialize, you know, we need to have a look at in this evolution of this world that we're living in, how we can craft this future differently. And I think this is what COVID has certainly taught me. Yeah. And I certainly believe a lot of people are experiencing the same, where you have budding entrepreneurs in a very dark time, you know, coming up with wonderful ways to survive this unknown time. And that is the power of positive pressure.
Yeah.
Sometimes we have to, you know, it's hard to change without a burning platform. And this I agree with, but it certainly drives us and it creates a sense of urgency. It certainly is a reason to leave behind the old
yeah.
and to exert ourselves. And I really hope that every circumstance, and I know it's difficult, but with every circumstance, you know, we see ourselves grappling with the fact, is this going to be our nemesis? Is this the end of the road?
Yeah.
Is this the only way that we will know? And then you have a look at this and you say, okay, well, if I can't do it one way, I have the ability to do it another.
Mm.
And as long as you control what is in your control and focus on those positives, there's nothing more that is asked from you. Just do what you do best, but do it differently. And that is the circumstance that we all see ourselves in. It's really difficult, but we can make a difference in our own lives and to the economy and to our families and communities.
Absolutely.
In just changing that story and saying it's okay to now be okay. We can celebrate our change, our success, our unity, and make the best of the world that we see ourselves in, this new normal.
This new normal that we live in. Lynn, you are an absolute treasure. I love listening to you. I know that you've been such a beautiful resource for so many listeners. I can see the messages coming through of how profoundly you have just helped them change their mindsets as well, shift their perspective. We appreciate you. Hopefully we can get you on in another capacity again, maybe on our Money Matters feature or something like that. We're just trying to get you everywhere we can, basically. But we appreciate your time. Thank you for joining us. And thank you for telling us more about the power of positive pressure. There we go.
Thank you, Leanne. It's been an absolute pleasure, and I wish your listeners well.
Yeah.
And let's see if we can collectively change our story as a united South Africa with so much to offer the world.
We are here for it. We're absolutely here for it. Lynn Manser, that's why she's dubbed the CEO of Hearts and the CEO of Africa 2017 and 2018. She has been a trailblazer for the voice of women, and she started this way back in her career in 1982. She still continues to be all about women's development, and she has basically made sure that programs can exist so that more women can sit in boardrooms and be in leadership positions. I absolutely love that, and that's why she's our warrior woman for today.
This is Warrior